Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crimes. Chicagoland, I'm Ruth Frazier, hosting Building Community, Strengthening Nations. I want to introduce you to two very esteemed guests, Shireen Moy Tu, Executive Director of the Chicago Chinatown Chamber of Commerce. She is a regular on our program, and we are so happy that she could join us again today. And a newcomer, Mr. Lakee Siap, Managing Partner of Community Relations, Chicago's Asian American online magazine, ASCENE. Welcome both to the program.
Thank you, Ruth, for having me back. I'm really excited to be here with you today and also with Lakee.
Okay.
Yeah, it's such an honor. It's my first time here, but I'm so excited to be here.
Well, what I'd like to do is ask both of you to take a moment and introduce yourselves to our audience.
My name is Shireen Moy Tu, and I am the Executive Director of the Chicago Chinatown Chamber of Commerce.
And I'm Lakee Siap. I handle community relations for ASCENE Chicago, which is an online media marketing PR firm for the Asian American community, as well as a nonprofit that helps unite the Asian American community in Chicagoland.
Well, I want you to go a little bit more in depth about your background.
This is Shireen, and I've been with the Chinatown Chamber of Commerce for just about 3 years, and a native of Chicago, from the south side of Chicago, and now live on the north side of Chicago in Rogers Park. And as executive director of the Chinatown Chamber of Commerce, which was founded in 1983, it's a nonpartisan, not-for-profit organization, and we're dedicated to serving the Chinese community, the business needs, and also the residents. And we want to improve the business opportunities and also educate others on the history and the culture and the diversity of the Chinese American community.
So what did you do before joining the chamber?
I was with the American Bar Association. I was the diversity director for the section of litigation.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I was born and raised in the Philippines and immigrated to Chicago in 2006. And I started volunteering for a lot of various Asian American organizations. And throughout my volunteering, I noticed that there was a lot of disconnect and not a lot of the Asian American communities were informing one another of their different events or collaborating. So I felt like there was a need for the Asian American community to work with one another or just share their events, their resources, and all the all the things happening in the community. And so I've even volunteered for the Chinatown Chamber of Commerce on a regular basis because I love emceeing and hosting a lot of their events. Mm-hmm. And so in 2010, I started with my partner, Lily Kim, Acene Chicago, which started out as just an online platform to feature all the Asian American events and all the Asian American organizations. And from there, every year, it just kind of grew and took a life of its own. And we started adding services such as handling PR, media, events. And just a month ago, we started a nonprofit side to the business, which focuses on really uniting the Asian American community through a lot of the community events.
Well, Chicagoland, as you know, this is Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. And these two esteemed guests are going to go in depth on what's happening with their organizations, what the city is doing to celebrate, as well as just to give us a little tidbit of what many other Asian groups are doing around the city of Chicago. So, Ms. Moitu, let's start with you. What's happening in Chinatown?
Lots happening in Chinatown all year round, actually. But when it comes to summertime, we have some really great events that are happening. To get to the events, there is the Chicago Water Taxi, and currently it is running on the weekends from Michigan Avenue and Ogilvy Center, but starting on May the 31st, you'll be able to ride the Chicago Water Taxi from both of the locations directly to Chinatown, which is an excellent way to go down the Chicago River and come to Chinatown, which will be docking at the Pinktown Memorial Park. So May 31st, you'll be able to take the rides 7 days a week to Chinatown.
Oh, that's a lot of fun.
Yes. And also at Pinktown Park is the Chicago Park District Boathouse. And beginning on May the 27th, Urban Kayaks, they will start their season, and you'll be able to rent kayaks on the Chicago River. And they provide daily guided kayak excursions on the river and River South Branch.
Oh, wow.
And one of our chamber's most exciting events is on June the 25th, and that's the 16th annual Dragon Boat Race for Literacy, which will be held at the Pinktown Memorial Park in Chinatown, which is located at 300 West 19th Street. The Chinese Dragon Boat Race dates back over 2,000 years and is a very popular sport in the Chinese and Asian communities all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so our Dragon Boat Race attracts over 10,000 visitors every year. And it's a free family fun event that features not only exciting Dragon Boat races, which begin at 8 o'clock and they go on till about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There's also other exciting happenings throughout the day. Our opening ceremony begins at 9 a.m. at the Pagoda in the Pinktown Memorial Park. There'll be live entertainment throughout the day, and that includes a concert by the Vanderbilt College of Music, Chinese drummers, and there'll be a martial arts presentation along with it. Will be performed by the Ing Family Chinese Martial Arts Association. We have exciting dances and beautiful costumes from the Hokulea Academy of Polynesian Arts, and that includes the Siva Afi, which is the Samoan fire dance. Mm. And there'll be a lot of other entertainment also. Southpaw, the mascot of our first place Chicago White Sox, will be greeting all of our guests beginning at 10 o'clock in the morning. We have many vendor booths, including the Kind Bar, who's going to be distributing free samples throughout the day. And also we have a very active children's area, of which we do children's arts and crafts, and we'll have a storyteller there. And my esteemed colleague, Lockie, will be our MC at the races as he's done for the past several years. So very excited to have Lucky join us again. And while you are in Chinatown during the race, we encourage all of our guests to explore Chinatown by riding our free Chinatown trolley, which will loop the neighborhood beginning at the park and go down Wentworth Avenue to 24th Street. Street from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And along the route, you can listen to our tour guides who will be on board and tell you about the history of Chinatown and point out different landmarks in the neighborhood. It's a hop-on, hop-off trolley. We have designated stops, and you can get off to dine at one of our many restaurants, actually over 70 of them, and snack shops and bakeries.
You said 70?
70, yes.
Wow, okay.
And you can go shopping. We have a lot of different stores and herbal shops that you can purchase items at, and then take the trolley back to the park, and so you can view more of the exciting races.
Mm-hmm.
We suggest that you take public transportation to the event because there's just a whole lot of people coming. So take the Chicago Water Taxi. It's a great way to get to the park. Actually, last year they set a record of number of riders on a Saturday ever on the day of our Dragon Boat race. So that's very exciting. So they're going to be adding on extra boats this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The CTA Red Line and the Green Line services Chinatown, and we also have several Divvy bike stations throughout Chinatown. There are two parking lots in case you want to drive. They're located on Wentworth Avenue. You can go to our website, which is www.chicagochinatown.org, for information on the race.
Wonderful.
Right. And on Sunday, July the 17th, is the 37th Chinatown Summer Fair. And that's going to take place from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Wentworth Avenue from Cermak Road to 24th Place. And this iconic event is one of the most ethnically unique outdoor events in Chicago and in the Midwest. It attracts over 40,000 people every year, and it's a real celebration of the Far East beauty through its culture. There's be vendor booths for food and artists and music and just a whole lot of things going on. So a very fun event to attend.
And give us that date again.
That is on Sunday, July the 17th.
Wonderful.
Okay. And Activate 2016 is a program which the city works with different organizations that's going on for the next several months. And Chinatown will be one of its locations that it's going to be held at. And what this program does, it transforms iconic locations in the city into pop-up urban experiences. These could feature Chicago's most creative minds, and the events might be around like art or music or food or other experiences. Mm-hmm. Chinatown will host a couple of the events. Dates are to be determined. Check our website on our events calendar for more information on that.
And share that website with us again, please.
And that's www.chicagochinatown.org.
Okay.
And another exciting thing happening, we have a new hotel opening up in Chinatown.
Oh.
And actually, it's supposed to be opening up this week. Or sometime this month.
Okay.
And it's called the Jazlyn Hotel. And it's located at 261 West Cermak at the intersection of Cermak, Princeton, and Archer.
Could you spell that for us?
Jazlyn Hotel.
Okay.
And this 100-room hotel will be a welcome addition to the neighborhood because it's very close, of course, to Chinatown, mm-hmm. public transportation, McCormick Place, the Motor Row downtown, and I think it's going to attract a lot of visitors to stay at the location.
Yes.
So lots of things happening.
Well, definitely. Wow.
Yeah, so hope all of you can make it out to one of the events. Like I said, we have a events calendar on our website, so please check periodically for updated information about our events.
Okay.
Definitely a lot of fun things happening in Chinatown, Sharon. I'm very excited, especially for the Dragon Boat Race. It's something that I've emceed for the past 3 years now, and it's so much fun. I've encouraged everybody who's not actually been to the Dragon Boat Race to actually come out and see it firsthand. Yeah, there's so much excitement, camaraderie, and it's just a lot of fun. It's it can really get like your blood rising and pumping when you're seeing these boats race to the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
describe a few of them for us?
So it starts off with paddlers. So it's unlike kayaking, dragon boat racing has, I believe, 10...
Minimum of 14 rowers.
Mm-hmm. So it's 14 rowers on a boat trying to get from one end of the Chicago River to the other end. And whichever team captures the flag at the end of the river wins. And so they get eliminated by each round that they move up to. And it just... every time you think one team is going to win, another team seems to beat that team. And it's so it's just exciting. And mm-hmm. last year, there was an underdog that we didn't think would win and ended up beating the main team.
By 6/10 of a second.
Yes.
Whoa. So
it's just very fun and exciting, mm-hmm. and it's exhilarating. It's something that I think, and it's becoming a very popular sport, not just in Chicago, but all around the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now there are Dragon Boat festivals that are popping up left and right in different states
mm-hmm.
in the U.S.
Now, if it's called dragon boat race, are some of the boats shaped like a dragon?
Yes, the boats are shaped like a dragon from the head to the toe. And like
okay.
I said, it's a very long boat. We have a minimum of 14 rowers and a maximum of 20. In addition to the rowers, we have a drummer who kind of like sets the beat so that they will row in sync. And mm-hmm. then we also have a flag catcher that is actually sprawled on top of the dragon head so that they could capture the flag as soon as they could.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a beautiful boat, and we have two boats going at the same time, and then we have two other boats that are waiting in line for it. So lots of great sights and lots of great sounds.
Well, please share the date and the website one more time, because we want to make sure no one misses this.
Yeah. Yes, the date is on Saturday, June the 25th, and our website is www.chicagochinatown.org.
Okay. Now, Mr. Sepp, there are so many things going on for Asian American Heritage Month as well, and the city sponsors something at the Daly Center. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So every year, the Asian American Coalition puts together the Asian American Heritage Festival, which is done at Daly Plaza, or the Daly Center,
mm-hmm.
Which is on the corner of Washington and Clark Street.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people know that area for the big Picasso statue.
Right.
And so the festival this year is hosted by the Chinese American community. And every year, each different community hosts it. So this year, we have the Chinese community. Next year it would be the the Pakistani community, then the Korean community. So it's a different Asian American community group that hosts it. And so the Asian American Festival is a way to kick off the spring and summer festivals at Daly Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very exciting and vibrant event because we have tons of cultural performers from different Asian American organizations and different Asian American backgrounds. As well as vendors. So we have about over 30 vendors selling food, goods, and Asian arts and crafts. And we'll be having cultural demonstrations every day at this family fun-friendly event. It's going to be going on from May 16th, that's Monday, through the 20th, which is a Friday, this month. And so the Daly Plaza is located at 50 West Washington Street. It's in the Loop, and it's fully accessible via public trans. I'd recommend anybody going there to take public transportation, because parking can be a little expensive especially in the Loop. And it's, like I said, a free event and open to the public. You know, we hope a lot of your listeners can join us for this joyous celebration of Chicagoland's Asian American heritage and culture during this Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. We will be having the grand opening ceremony at 12 noon on Monday, and the closing ceremony at 12 noon on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we wouldn't be able to do this as well without our sponsors like Country Financial, the Hong Kong Economic Trade Office, Lyft, and Nielsen. We're expecting close to about 10,000 people per day.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing about this year is that we're going to be having a lot of food trucks joining the festival, such as Yum Dum, Pico, and Lunchbox food trucks.
Okay. And that makes it very good to be able to just enjoy all of the entertainment, the music, and eat at the same time.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. It's you can grab some hot Asian buns while you're there, mm-hmm. and watch some martial artists or the lion dancers. On Monday, which is the grand opening, we have Linda Yu from ABC7 and Judy Hsu from ABC7, who are the news anchors, to be emceeing that day. Mm-hmm. So on Monday, we're going to begin the festival with a parade of the elected officials, dignitaries, community leaders, and fashion models in different Asian ethnic attire, mm-hmm. as well as a lion dance group.
And you're going to begin with Korean drummers.
Yeah, so that's the start of how we're going to start off this year of having some Korean drummers play some beats to officially launch the kickoff.
Great.
And when we start, we're actually going to be reading a proclamation that was written by President Barack Obama on Asian American Heritage Month and the contributions of the Asian American community, mm-hmm. followed by the lion dance, where we feed the lions with red envelopes, which is a very common Chinese tradition. And then we're going to have some welcoming remarks and speeches from representatives from our national, state, and local government. And then we're going to end it with a fashion show and a dance group.
Okay.
That's just for Monday.
All right.
that's the nice thing about this festival. We have a jam-packed noontime performance every day of the week from Monday through Friday. So if you feel like you can make it out Monday for the opening ceremony, you will have Tuesday through Friday to check out other performances from noon to 1.
Well, let's go through the week then. What's happening on Tuesday?
So on Tuesday, the 17th, we're going to have Rose Tobian emceeing the festival, and we're going to have a Chinese dance troupe by the name of Yi He, which is going to be performing traditional Chinese dances, followed by a Filipino vocalist, Shizel Patron, and Edison Dayao, who is the keyboardist. Following that, we'll have an Indonesian performing arts group of Chicago, Putu Tangkas, and then a hula Hawaiian dance group called Moku Yana Hula, which is a Filipino Hawaiian dance group. Right after that, we've got the Punjabi Cultural Society of Chicago performing Punjabi Indian dances, another Chinese dance group, and then the Nha Shin International, which is a Vietnamese dance group, mm-hmm. and then followed by the Chen Hua dance group from the Chinese community. So that's for Tuesday. So if you like to see a lot of the cultural dances, I suggest Tuesday would be the day to go. Mm-hmm. Now for Wednesday, our MC is going to be Joni Lum from Fox Chicago, mm-hmm. and we're going to have Chicago Public Schools Mandarin program from the Confucius Institute performing first, then the Bamboo Hat dance group from Calmeca School, mm-hmm. then the Gong Fu dance group from Hurley School, the Chinese fan dance from Northside College Prep, the Goose Song and Dance from Skinner West High School, and the Nusantara Indonesian Consulate performing troupe by the Sipat Sipit Ban Yu Sayam dance.
Wonderful.
Group. And that's for Thursday, or Wednesday, I mean. And
yeah, then fourth, I see why you're excited to get to Thursday.
I'm just excited about this festival because this is something that the Asian American community looks forward to every year. Mm-hmm. On Thursday, the 19th, I'm going to be emceeing it with my partner Lily Kim. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start out with a Chinese classical dance, then the Duli dance, and then a Tibetan celebratory dance, followed by Korean traditional Bongsak mass dance, the Rabum Kritsada Apinyan dance, which is a Thai dance group, then more Korean drumming, and ending with a very famous Asian American singer-songwriter here in Chicago by the name of Murr. And he's very well known in the Chicago music scene. He's been featured a lot on different TV shows. And lastly, Friday, our MCs are going to be Katie Kim from NBC5 and Eric Horn from NBC5. We are going to be starting it off energetically with a Kali stick performance from the Filipino community and a Kali blade performance. And for those of you who do not know what Kali is, it's a Filipino type of martial art, but mm-hmm. it's very, very similar to dancing. So it's a cross between dance and martial arts.
Okay.
Then we have the Yinhe dance troupe again from the Chinese community, a Lao dance and Lao musical instrument performance. The Yinhe dance troupe again, a Pakistani dance, and lastly, the closing off with the Typhoon traditional dance group from the Chinese community. So we have a full week of event performances lined up for the Asian American Festival.
Well, I want you to just take a moment, and because we don't have much time left, but give us both the history and the mission of the Asian American Coalition of Chicago.
Sure. The Asian American Coalition, also known as AACC, was founded in 1983, and it represents over 16 cultures, including the Bangladeshi, Burmese, Cambodian, Chinese, Filipino, Indian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Laotian, Malaysian, Nepalese, Pakistani, Sri Lankan, Thai, Vietnamese, American communities. And so aside from the Asian American Festival, the Asian Lunar New Year celebration is what we celebrate in the month of February to celebrate our rich heritage and diverse histories. And our whole goal is to organize and promote equal opportunities in government, education, economic development, and international affairs in order to empower all Asian Americans to advance integration of Asian Americans to the mainstream society.
Well, you do have these two major events that the association puts on, and we want to thank you both for coming in to share all of this wonderful information. Can you give us a website
Yes.
and telephone number where we can get more information from you?
Definitely. So if you want to know more about the festival, visit www.aacchicago.org.
Say that again for us.
So again, that's www.aacchicago.org, or you can reach us by telephone at 312-391-8809. Again, that's 312-391-8809, and we look forward to having you guys all at the Asian American Festival this year.
Well, Mr. Siap, we also want to visit the Chicago's Asian American online magazine. So how can we access
yes.
that information?
To get all the updates on everything happening in the Asian American community, visit www.acenechicago.com. That's spelled A-S-C-E-N-E Chicago.com.
Wonderful. Now, is there anything that either of you would like to leave with our audience?
Sharon?
Like Lockie said, we want to see you at all these different events. They're all mm-hmm. very exciting, and it is our heritage and it's our culture, and we're very excited that everyone would come out and experience it with us.
Okay.
And like Sharon said, we'd like for you to just come. So you don't have to be Asian to come to our events. We want everybody to enjoy the rich culture and history that the Asian American community has. So we hope to also see you there as well, Ruth.
Of course. Chicagoland, always remember that the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, is here to help build communities and strengthen nations through promoting exemplary public service and volunteerism. Please join us next week on this same station for what promises to be an excellent program of lively conversation. Peace and blessings to you and your loved ones. And thanks again to our wonderful guests, Shireen Moitu and Lockie Siap, for giving us the upbeat of everything going on in the Asian community here in Chicago.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you for having us.
Bye now.